Now I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to come join me at the front here for a few moments. Those of you who would like to come along, please do so. Come on down. How's everybody today? All right? Okay. Got some folks coming over this way. Come on over. Come on over. You enjoy singing Beck the Halsey? That's kind of fun, isn't it? Now, a few minutes ago, we learned a new song. You and the congregation can sing when you go to your class, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But I want you to, if you haven't done already, take a look around the room. Look at all these green things that are up there all over the place. You probably do. So if you have things like that in your house, too, you have greenery hung up and trees and things like that. Yeah, so do I. In fact, I spent a good deal of time yesterday climbing up and down a ladder so I could put lights around my house and putting these wreaths on the front of the house with lights on them as well. Anybody else doing things like that? Putting up, yep, you are, yeah. Up and down that ladder so many times, I decided I don't know how much longer I can do this, but it was fun. Do you know why we do that this time of year? Why we put hang all this greenery around and put lights on our houses and things such as that? Why do we do that? It's almost Christmas, that's right. How about you, Katie? Why do you put green things?
I think
yeah, you have a Christmas tree too, right. Well, you know, one of the reasons we do that goes back long, long time, thousands and thousands of years probably, when the first people were living in this part of the world, and they began to notice that about this time of year, as you probably noticed too, it gets, the daily light gets shorter and shorter, and it gets colder and colder and darker and darker. This was well before Christmas was even celebrated. People would notice that, like we're noticing it out there now. And they needed something. They knew that eventually it would get warm and there'd be more light again. But they needed something to remind them that it would be, that life and the greenery would come back to the earth and things would be, the lights would become, and the daylight would become longer again. And so they would take greenery like this and they would hang them up and put them around to remind themselves that the time will come again when all of the earth will look as evergreens that stay on throughout the year. And they lighted lights and built fires and put as much light as they could to remind themselves that even though it's getting darker and darker and darker now, and I think in about 2 weeks from now it'll be the longest, darkest day of the year, they put these lights around to remind themselves that yes, eventually things will get lighter and they will get warmer again. It was a way to give themselves hope for that. So that's one of the things we celebrate. We celebrate new life, we celebrate light, we celebrate hope, all those things as this holiday and Christmas time approach. So I hope you'll think about that, remember that as you're putting up and decorating your house, that you're doing something that people have actually been doing for hundreds and thousands of years, and we still do it now.